The Lord is our help and our shield. These Wells Military Services devotions are intended for everyone, but especially for our military personnel and their families.
From St. Paul's letter to the Romans, 11th chapter, verse 36. For from him, and through him, and for him are all things. To him be the glory forever. Amen. The title of the devotion is, To God Be the Glory. He is not a little God. He is not a part-time God. He is the Creator, the Redeemer, and the Sanctifier. He is the eternal triune God. He is our God. He is the only God. Complaints have been leveled against him by some members of the human race. They say his actions confuse them. His judgments dismay them. They want to hold him accountable for perceived crimes against humanity. They say if he controls tornadoes and lightning bolts, why does he allow storms to strike without warning and without regard for the victims? Why should that baby burn to death in its crib? Why should that mother drown as she tries to rescue her child? How could he allow millions of everyday people to be systematically exterminated by others wanting to purify the human race by removing the unacceptable? What is the Bible's response? It is, how unsearchable his judgments and his paths beyond tracing out. Romans 11:33. What was God thinking? If even humans could see the mistakes he was making, if they complained about what they saw as major mistakes, why didn't he listen? Why did he not modify his plans? The Bible shows these are actually silly questions by asking us, who has known the mind of the Lord? Or who has been his counselor? Romans 11:34. The answers are obvious. No one. These are impossibilities. But doesn't he owe answers? If he expects us to honor him, even worship him, isn't he obligated to give us what we believe is due? Isn't that the least he could do? Again, those questions are answered by the answers we must give to his questions. Who has ever given to God that God should repay him? Romans 11:35. The Creator, Redeemer, and Sanctifier God owes us nothing. He is not dependent upon us for anything. We did not make him into what he is. We did not vote him into office. He is not subject to our whims or preferences, even if we wish it were so. Old Testament Job complained about that. He said, if only I knew where to find him. He said, if only I could go to his dwelling. I would state my case before him and fill my mouth with arguments. Job 23, verses 3 and 4. It never happened. Instead, he reports back, but if I go to the east, he is not there. If I go to the west, I do not find him. He concludes, he does whatever he pleases. He carries out his decree against me, and many such plans he still has in store. That is why I am terrified before him when I think of all this. I fear him. God has made my heart faint. The Almighty has terrified me. Job 23, starting with verse 13. What does this mean for us frail and vulnerable humans? What chance do we have against him? None. What chance do we have with him? Guaranteed and overflowing success. How can we know? Because he tells us what he thinks and what he has done. He tells us, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." It's as simple and wonderful as that. He owes us nothing good. He gives us everything good. He is the source of everything good. Is he beyond our comprehension? Of course. Is this a problem? It's a blessing. Can we compare him to anything else we know of? Of course not. Can anything else serve as a substitute for him? Absolutely not. Should we question him? Should we doubt him? Should we reject him? No, no. And absolutely no. Then what? Then what else but this, for today, for tomorrow, and forever, to God be the glory. That's why we declare in one of our hymns, "To God be the glory, great things he has done. He so loved the world that he gave us his Son, who yielded his life and atonement for sin and opened the life gate that all may go in. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let the earth praise his voice. Praise the Lord. Let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son and give him the glory, great things he has done. Amen."
This message has been produced by Wells Military Services. For additional devotions or to learn more about Wells' ministry to the military, go to wells.net/military. Wherever the Lord leads you to serve him, remember these words of Scripture: God's faithfulness will be your shield.